Describe an interesting person that you have not met in person and would like to know more about. Answer 1.
I'd like to talk about an intriguing person whom I've never met in person but have always wanted to know more about. This person is Yuval Noah Harari, a well-known historian and author. I first came across Harari through his book Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, which was recommended to me by a friend. His writing, which delves into the history and future of humanity, is both captivating and thought-provoking. Harari has done some fascinating work in the field of history and philosophy. His books, including Sapiens and Homo Deus, explore complex ideas about human evolution, society, and the potential future of our species. What I find particularly intriguing is his ability to weave historical facts with philosophical insights, making complex subjects accessible and engaging to a broad audience. I would love to know more about his personal journey as a historian and a writer. Specifically, I'm curious about what inspires his perspectives on humanity and history, how he conducts his research, and what challenges he faces when presenting complex ideas to a diverse readership. Additionally, understanding his views on the future of human societies in the context of rapid technological and environmental changes would be incredibly enlightening.
Answer 2.
Today I'd like to describe someone quite interesting, whom I've never had the chance to meet but would love to learn more about. This person is Elon Musk, the renowned entrepreneur and visionary behind companies like SpaceX, Tesla, and Neuralink. My fascination with Musk began when I read about SpaceX's achievements in a science magazine. His ambitious projects and innovative ideas in space exploration and electric vehicles have captivated my interest. Elon Musk has done several remarkable things. He's not just the CEO of Tesla, which is revolutionizing the electric car industry, but also the lead designer of SpaceX, which aims to make space travel accessible and eventually colonize Mars. Furthermore, his involvement with Neuralink, which is developing implantable brain-machine interfaces, is truly groundbreaking. His vision for a sustainable energy future and interplanetary colonization is not just ambitious, but also a potential solution to some of the greatest challenges facing humanity. I'm particularly interested in learning more about how he manages to juggle so many groundbreaking projects simultaneously. I wonder about his daily routine, time management strategies, and how he keeps his teams motivated and focused on such long-term goals. Additionally, I'm curious about his vision for the future of humanity and how he sees his projects contributing to that vision.